share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's been more than a year since Malaysia has been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, and our frontliners are undoubtedly at their wits' end fighting for the country. One frontliner took to Instagram to share a glimpse of what goes on at our hospitals and the hardships they have to go through on a daily basis. In his Instagram post, Andrew Yem, who is a ward pharmacist at Hospital Kuala Lumpur, said that, "This is the worst spread we've had since the start of the pandemic in our country. After fighting for a year, we're in a worse spot than last year. We've run out of beds, tired healthcare workers are working double shifts, we've been taking double than our usual patient capacity. The systems are definitely overloaded." Andrew also shared several photos of what goes on in the wards, but explains that they only show fragments of what goes on every day and it does not do justice to what really happens. There's no hiding that the death toll is going to be rising. This is just the beginning and it's nothing like we've seen before, he said. Speaking to World Abuzz, he shared that medical staff at his hospital are putting in extra hours at work, some miss their meals because of hectic schedules and the workload every day. Doctors are working long shifts of 12 hours and some even up to 24 hours if they are on call. He added that the ICU capacity has increased by almost double and is expanding to different wards to accommodate more patients, which get filled up rapidly. "I would just say this, if we think the situation is bad already, it's just gonna get worse. Everyone has a role to play in this pandemic. Frontliners will keep pushing forward to do what we can for the patients in dire need," he told World of Buzz. "But we don't look forward to having to choose who lives and who dies. We genuinely hope it won't come to that point where we are so overloaded that we cannot cope anymore." Inila Situasi Sebenar di Dalam Wad ICU Hospital Sungai Buloh. Besarnya Bebanan dan Tongging Jawab Para Petugas Barisan Hadapan Kita Bertugas Demi Merawat Pesakit COVID-19. Ingat. Hashtag Dudik Rumah Agar Kita Segera Hash HapusCovid19 pic.twitter.com/CDIFC7. Malaysia Astro Awani Malaysia, at 501 Awani, May 16, 2021. Andrew added that even though restrictions are not as strict as they used to be in MCO 1.0, the onus is on all of us to keep ourselves disciplined. Treat it like MCO 1.0 and stay in. It's the only way to curb this. No point being frustrated and mad at the government or the situation, even though there's plenty of reason to, because it doesn't change reality, he said. Let's not dwell on the negatives and what ifs, because it won't change an ounce of what's going on now. Instead, let's face the grim reality of the situation with unity, standing in solidarity as Malaysians. COVID-19 knows no race, status, identity. But it can be defeated. May MCO take on a whole new meaning this time around. Malaysia can overcome. Dot quote. Also read. You're not safe. Majin shares how getting COVID-19 was the worst experience in her life. Source. KKM, Facebook source. KKM, Facebook source. At Andrew M, Instagram source. At Andrew M, Instagram source. At DG Hasham, Twitter source. At DG Hasham, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.